My name is Rob Nystrom. I was born on July 7th, 1965. Clairton was booming whenever I was younger. Every store that you see out there now that is closed were all open back then. We had a few grocery stores. We had three banks in Clairton. The mill was working. There were so many jobs at the mill. Mostly the majority of the guys that lived in Clairton worked at the mill. There was a sporting goods store, flower shops. There was two movie theaters. You can walk down the street and go to the movies. There was a lot. My behaviors were always pretty good because I had my mother and my father were both school teachers, and I knew if I did anything wrong, it would get back to them, and that wouldn't have been too good if it did. My mother has been a teacher for many years. She taught me whenever I was in second grade. She's very strict and tries to bring out the best in every student she's ever taught. I went to a Catholic school from first grade to eighth grade. And they were pretty strict. The nuns were teachers and my mom was a teacher. And so I never really tried to do anything that was wrong. As far as grades, I never got my report card. It went straight to my mom as soon as the grades came out. So I couldn't hide it. I know a couple kids that would hide their report cards so their mom wouldn't even know they got them. Well, when your mom works in the same school as you, she knows when report cards are coming out. So I really couldn't do bad. I had a couple different role models. In Clairton, there were a few athletes. There was a guy named Daryl Gissendanner. He just passed away last year. And he used to come and get me and take me to work out for basketball and take me to work out for baseball. There was a couple other baseball players that were older than me that I hung out with. Just teaching me the work ethic and what I needed to do to succeed. I think everybody needs a mentor, especially if it's somebody positive that you can look up to. My favorite sport's baseball. I played baseball and basketball my whole life. Why? That's something I really excelled at. I always dreamed of playing in the big leagues. I made it one step short. I played minor league baseball for 1 year. When I was younger, I wanted to be a professional baseball player. As I got older and after I graduated college and after I had my shot at playing baseball, I wanted to be a sales rep for Nike. My goal in life is to keep working with young guys and children and try to be a positive influence for you guys. I'd like to keep coaching baseball. Again, I'd like to get a coaching job somewhere. I enjoy doing that. I enjoy trying to make kids play baseball up to their potential. I've always worked with kids. I worked at Schumann Center for 11 years. I worked in a group home for abused kids for 3 or 4 years. I worked with mentally challenged kids and mentally challenged adults, and now I'm working here at the school. My advice to you guys would be to be nice to each other, listen to your teachers, try to learn as much as you can, go to college, and stay off the video games as much as you are.